Today's Shir's Masechta, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. And the Gemara now quotes the opinion, elaborates on the opinion of the Tanit Bei Menashe and how he learns the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Says the Gemara, Tana. The Bei Menashe taught us when Idarish, if we would learn the Pasuk of Yitzav Hashem, the Elokim, that will be the source for the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, I feel a Hanach Nami, then all the halachas that we've learned that should be part of the Zayin B'nei Noach should be included. V'ilai Darish, and if he doesn't excuse the Pasuk of Yitzav Hashem Elokim, as the source, Hani, the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, as we know them, how would we know? In other words, as we've learned in the previous year, the Tana de Bei Menashe does not include all of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach that we have been learning, because he said that Avodah Zarah Gila Rayis, Shvichastam Gezel Eva Menachayin, Sirus and Kloyim are included. He excluded from the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Dinim and Birchas Hashem. So the question is, if he learns it from the Pasuk that we've been using till now, they ought to be included. And if they're not included, so then how do they get, how does he get to any Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach? Says Mar Olam Lo Darish V'Yitzav. He does not learn the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach from the word, from that Pasuk of Yitzad. Rather, Each one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach that he considers as one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Kol Chada V'Chada, every one of those Zayin B'nei Mitzvah B'nei Noach, L'Apei Nafshik Siva, he says that has a Pasuk to teach us. And he begins, Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayis, how does he know that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis are part of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, by the Mabul, by the Dor HaMabul, with the Shachas Aris Lufnei Elokim, with Tanit Beir Shmuel, Kol Nam Makom Shneb by Shchasa. Whenever the Torah uses the word Ashchasa, Ein Aludvar of Erva or Avodas Kachavim, it refers to the Avera of Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah and Arayas. And how do we know that Dvar Ever Shnemar? The Pasuk says Ki Hishchus Kabarkai Kabasar as Darkai. And Derkai is another way of saying Erva, as the Pasuk says, Derech Gever Ba'alma. So we see that refers to Erva. The truth of the matter is that another way of knowing that they violated this Asur is because the Pasuk says, V'yir b'nei l'kim es b'nei s'l'kim ki tovus heim, v'yichol em noshim m'kol asher b'charu. M'kol means that they took women, all sorts of women that they were not supposed to take, even women who were married. Mikol Hashem Bechor means that they took women that they shouldn't have taken. But this is the source that the Gemara now is teaching us, is the source for the din of Erva. And how do we know that Pasuk of Kehishchus Kol Barso Starkoi refers to Avod Zara? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Pantashchisim Asisim Lechem Pasol. So we see that the word Tashchisun is associated with Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Be'idach, the other Tanoim, that disagree with the Bei Menashe, and that they've been learning the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach from the Pasuk of Yitzav El Hashem El Hakim, so then how will we speak about what we learn from this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Urchai Dukamagli. What that Pasuk represents is that the Torah is telling us what Averis they did, but not that these are the Averis that are Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. It's just telling us the way they lived. Shvichas Damim. How do I know that Shvichas Damim is Asur for Ben Noach? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, by the B'nei Noach, Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam, Dama Yishofech. So the Torah is very clear that the Ben Noach is not allowed to commit murder. Vidach, the Tanoim who disagree, and again, that they learn it from Yitzav Hashem Elokim, says the Gemara, Shafich Dama Adam, they hold Katlayuhu to Kamagli. It's coming to tell us that what is going to be the punishment if they do commit murder, that they're going to be Chayiv Dama Yishafech, that which means Saif, that they're going to have Misa Saif. Gezel, how do we know that Bnei Noach, according to the Tanah B'Bnei Nasha, were command on a Gezel? The Ksiv Kiyarev Esi, Kiyarev Esev, Nosati L'chemes Kol. Vomer Ablevi, Kiyarek Esev, that what you're allowed to eat is allowed to be what's grown by the grass, that it grew by itself, V'loi Kiyarek Gina, not like something that was grown because somebody worked on his field, and you would take something that belongs to somebody else. V'idach, and the Tanoim that disagree, and again, that they learn the Zayin Mitzvahs from the Pasuk, V'tzav Hashem Elokim, what do they do with that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hu l'mishri basur dasa. According to them, the Pasuk is coming to teach us that they would be allowed to eat basur. And this goes back to what we discussed in our previous year, where we learned that Adam Harishon was not permitted to eat meat, and what they were told was that they are allowed to eat meat. Eva Menachai, how do we know that Bnei Noach may not eat Eva Menachai? According to Tanat Beir Menashe, the Ksiv Ach Basa Benashe Damel Sechelu, that as long as this is a living thing, as long as what the animal is a living thing, you may not take any part of it to eat from it. Vidach, and again, the ones that disagree, and they learn from Pasuk Vitzav Hashem Elokim, what this is coming to teach us, Hahu L'mishri Shratzum Adasa. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that even though Eva Menachai is Asur, Shratzim a Mutter for the Bnei Noach. Why? Because by an animal, there's blood and there's basar. And the Torah is saying that as long as the animal is alive, you may not eat that blood. By shrotzim, there is no independent thing called dam. There's the sherets, and the sherets, the dam and the sherets are one and the same. Since the dam and the sherets are one and the same, so this entire concept of Eva Menachai is not applicable by shrotzim. Sirus, we learned that a guy, a ben noyach, is not allowed to sterilize a person or an animal. The ksiv, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the ben noyach, shir tzu ba'aretz v'rivabu, that you have an obligation to multiply. Vidach, and how will the other shita hold, that holds, that doesn't agree with the Tanah B'Bnei Menashe, and doesn't consider Sirus one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, they say that this pasuk is lebracha ba'alma. It's just telling us a bracha that they will multiply. Klayim, how does the Tanah B'nei Menashe learn that Klayim are also to B'nei Noach? The ksiv me'oif l'minehu. So everything has to be separate. Vidach, and the other Tanoim that disagree, they hold v'hu l'tzafsu ba'alma. The pasuk is coming to tell us that the birds stick with the birds, that's how they have the proper company. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Bei Rav, Shloish Mitzvah Ben Noach Nereg. There are three of the Zayin Mitzvah Ben Noach that if an Akum violates his Chayiv Misa, Nesher Simen, Gilya Rayas, Shvichas, Gesher Simen, Gilya Rayas, Shvichas Damim, Birkas Hashem. Best Maskula of Rav Sheshis, to which Rav Sheshis asks, Bishlama, Shvichas Damim, that you say that Shvichas Damim is an Aveira for which the Bnei Noach Achai Misa Dixiv, Shavich Dam Adam Adam Dam Yishafech. The Torah is very clear that the one who commits murder is Chayiv to be killed. Ella Kula, Ella Hanach, the other two, Gilei Raisa Birchashem, Menalahu, where will you know this halacha from? Because it explains the Gemara. Igam Shvichas Damim, if you want to say that we're going to learn that just like Beshvichas Damim, which is one of the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, the Ben Noach that violates his Chayiv Misa, so then the halacha ought to be, I feel kulanami, by all the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they should be Chayiv Misa. E Mishum Des Raboi, if we're going to say that we learn it because the Torah says, Ish Ish, the Torah says by Gila Reis, Ish Ish Akol, Sheh Besorah Lesiklavus Erva, Avayis Kachavim Nami Is Rabbi, Ish Ish, that ish ish. So the Torah says ish ish. So from here we learn that he's chayiv misa. So why would we say that the ben noach is over is chayiv misa when he does meilich? Elam Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Kol al Abba mitzvahs ben noach nariv on three of them, the three that we just mentioned, and avodah zarah as well, because we have a special ribui. Says the Gemara further, how could you pass it? So the Gemara is saying, since we have a special ribui ish, that ben noach is chayiv avodah zarah, so that's also one of the Abba mitzvahs ben noach that is chayiv. So ask the Gemara, Alvoyus Kochavim ben Noeg Nerag, Betanya, Bavoyus Kochavim, Dvarm Shabbatan Shisram, Misan Layem, wherever there's an Aveira, which if a Jew were to violate that Aveira, he'd be Chai Misa, Ben Noeg Muzer Layem. The Ben Noeg is not allowed to do it. So we see from here, as Horein, that we have a Limud that whatever a Jew may not do, a Goy may not do in this Aveira of Avodah Zarah. But ask the Gemara, Misa Loi, there is no Limud that the guy will be chayiv misa for avodah zarah. Answers the Gemara a new rule. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak as harish lohem himisasan. The Gemara says the whereas we have been learning that ein onshim elam kemis herein, and the Torah teaches us, the Gemara teaches us over and over again that every lav that you want, that the Torah says there's a punishment for, there has to be an ashara and an einish by a ben noach. Is that horror is alone enough of a reason to be chayiv misa. And therefore, the has horror, when the Torah tells us that the ben noach may not do it, that he can't do any, that's already the iser. The pasuk teaches us that Avimelech tells Avram Avinu, the time of Avim in the Kohen Kapi asisi azos. So the question is, if, and that's how Avimelech defended himself. So the Mefarshim ask, yes, by a Ben Yisrael, where there are different grades of an Avera, so we could say that if somebody could prove that he did the Avera that he did Bishayig, so then he will be off the hook. But by Noach, we're learning now, as Harason Zuhi Misason. So what was he trying to accomplished by saying the time of Avi Mekayin Kapi Yosisi Ezois. So I saw that Rav Shaim Zagatzal answers that even though we're learning that Ben Noach as Harasan Zuhim Sasan and all these different grades of Aveira that we have by Yisrael doesn't apply by an Akum, if somebody's an Oinus, the halacha is that he's going to be Potter. What we're saying now is that, for example, a Jew needs Hasra. So an Akum doesn't need Asura if he did an Aveira. But the halacha of Oinus, that of course applies, or that the Golus that applies by Jews under certain circumstances doesn't apply by Ben Noach. But Oinus is a fair excuse even for Nachri. Says the Gemara, Rehuna Rehuda Bekula Tamidi the Rav, Amri, that a guy is killed for all Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And the reason is, as we said a moment ago, Gol Rachmana B'chada, the Torah tells us, that a Ben Noach that commits murder is Chayiv Misa, and from there we extrapolate Hu Adin L'Kula, that this is the halacha by all Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Val Gezel ben Noeg Nerag, is a Nochri killed if he violates Gezel? But Tanya, the Brisa speaks about the Zayim Mitzvahs ben Noeg, and the Brisa explains, Al Gezel, what that means is Ganaf Ugozel. The difference between a Ganaf is a Ganaf does it surreptitiously, and a Gazlan does it in public. The Kenyafas Toyar, if somebody takes the wife of somebody else, that's considered an act of Gezel. The Ken, Kiyotzebehen, anything else similar to this, Kuti Bekuti, if one Nachri did it to a different Nachri, or Kuti Beisrael, if one Kuti did it to Yisrael, Osir, they may not do it. Yisrael Bekuti, Yisrael may do it to a Kuti, because the Pasuk says, Loisashik Esreacha, Loisashik. Sigzoil. that from one Yisrael to another Yisrael, you may not. But ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, if this, what the Talmid Rav just said, that there's a Chiv Misa, so why does the Braisa use the word Osir? The Braisa ought to have used the word Chayiv, that is Chayiv Misa if he did Gezela. Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Kabbalah Misni Sefer. Because as we continue learning the Braisa said when it's Yisrael Bakuti, that when Yisrael is allowed to take from Bakuti, and the Braisa says there, Mutter, so the corresponding word to Mutter is Osir. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that we should have indeed used the word Chayiv, but in order to remain consistent with the second part of the Braisa, where it says Mutter, in the first part of the Braisa it says Osir. However, the Rishonim all point out that even though we're learning that Yisrael Bakuti is mutter, that doesn't allow Gezel Agoy. You're not allowed to steal money from a Goy. The only thing is that Tos is mutter, that if there's a mistake that he won't catch, it's mutter. But I saw a fascinating Ber HaGoyla. The Ber HaGoyla normally in Shulchan Aruch just marks very small amount of words. But if you look at the Ber HaGoyla in Simen Shin Mem Ches, Sif Beis Ois Hei, he writes the following words. Vani Koysev Zois L'Doyrus, what I'm running now is here for future generations. Sharisim Rabim G'doyla V'Shiru, the people that got wealthy, Mentor Shitu Akam, because they caused an Akam to make a mistake of financial matters. V'loy Tzlichu, but he says they weren't successful. V'yardu n'chaseim l'tmoyen. They ultimately lost all the money. V'leiniach achreyam bracha. And they didn't keep, they didn't have any bracha. Rabbi Mashakitru Hashem. But those that did a Kiddush Hashem. V'chziru tos ha'akam v'dava choshev. That did give back what they give back when there was a mistake. Godlu v'yishiru v'tzlichu. They only can make a Kiddush Hashem, and moreover, v'nichu yisrim l'aleihem, they were able to leave over much for the children. Ask the Gemara, v'kol heichad isle chiyuva, is there, wherever the word chiyuv is appropriate, misnaktani, is that what the Tana uses? The Tani Reisha, let's learn the Reisha of that Braisa. The Reisha says, ashvichus tumim, when we speak about murder, kuti bakuti, if one akum kills another akum, or kuti be Yisrael, chayiv. Yisrael bakuti, potter. So we see that when the Tana wants to use the word chayiv, he could use the word chayiv, and not be bothered by the fact that it says potter. So why over here does he not, if indeed there's a chayiv misa, the Tana should have said, Chayiv, answers Marachim Esir listening. When we speak about murder, what should he said? Listening, Osir, if we would have said that a Nochri is not allowed to kill another Nochri Yisrael, and then the corresponding would be Mutter, that Yisrael is allowed to kill a Kuti, but Tanya says the Gemara, that is clearly not the Halacha. Because it says kuti if you have a nachri, or roya bak behema daka, or if you have people that are people who are shepherds, who are people who are always considered gazlonim, and if they are in a dangerous situation, loy malin, we don't have to save them, but loy merida, we're not allowed to create them to be put into a dangerous situation. So therefore, it can't say the word mutter, it had to say potter. Says the Gemara, the Braisa said that V'kein kol k'yotz b'hen. Says the Gemara, the Braisa used the word, when we spoke about Gezel, that all the cases of Kuti stealing from another Kuti, v'kein k'yotz b'hen. So ask the Gemara, k'yotz b'hen, when the Gemara wants to say k'yotz b'hen, what was meant when it says k'yotz b'hen? B'gezel ma'hi, what is the case of k'yotz b'hen? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha b'Yakov, the Braisa is referring to a case, Lenitzcha el poil bekerim, where a worker is working in a field and he takes fruit from the field
And that's not called outright gezel. The reason it's not considered outright gezel because he feels he's allowed to do what he's doing because he's working in the field, but it's not permitted. Ask the Gemara, well, let's understand what is the case. Poyel b'kerem emes, exactly when is he working in the field? Ibishas gemar melacha, if it's talking where he was hired to collect the grapes when the grapes are already ripe. The Gemara says that by Yisrael, the Braisa is saying that Yisrael from Nochri is mutter. So it seems that only Yisrael from Akuti is Usser. But a Yisrael from Yisrael would be Usser. But ask the Gemara, why would be Usser? Heteruhu. We learned together the Sugyas in Masechta Baba Metzia, where the Gemara discusses what it says in the Torah Gedoisha. Kisava b'kerem re'echa, v'chalta anova b'nafshecha, savecha v'kerechi lo titein. Now that's the din, that when somebody's working in a field, he may not be muzzled. He has a lot, he's entitled to eat those grapes. If it's not when he's working in the field, so then gezem al yehu, that's outright theft. If that's outright theft, how can we say that it's mutter? Ever? How can we ever say that it's mutter? That why would we consider kiyotzabai? El amar apapalai nitzcha el pachs mishav pruta. We're speaking about a case that by nochri, if they steal pachas mishav pruta, the halacha is that it's usur. And the halacha and what the Gemara is doing is it's differentiating between a yisrael and a nochri, and it's saying that by yisrael pachs mishav pruta is not considered gezel, whereas pachs mishav pruta is considered gezel by an akum. And there's a machlokes why. Rashi explains the lav of a gzela is connected to the heshev as a gzela, to returning what you stole. And by pachs mishava pruta, there's no hashava. You can't. There's no concept of returning pachs mishava pruta, and that's why there is no gzela. And the way to understand that is because by Yisrael, the lav of gzela is connected to the chiv of a heshev as a gzela returning. We don't have that connection by an nachri. And since that connection doesn't exist by a nachri, even pachs mishav pruta is considered an act of gzela. The chinuch says that the reason why it's not considered by Yisrael an act of gzela is because less than a pruta is not considered mamon. But by akum, it's not the fact, it doesn't have to be considered mamon to be an act of gzela. The Medrash says, a very famous Medrash in Parshas Noach, the Medrash says, V'kachoy ha'atshe ha'dor ha'mabal oisim. What did the people of the time of the Mabel do? Ha'yechem ha'm moitzi kaposu malayu tumesim. Somebody would put out a basket or whatever vegetable to sell. One person would come and take less than a pruta. And another person would take less than a pruta. So everybody was very clever for stealing just like a pachs mishav pruta. But according to what we're learning now in the Gemara, that technicality of pachs mishav pruta is only applicable by Jews. It doesn't apply by goyim. So what does the Medrash mean to say that the people of the name Noach weren't doing Geneva? If by Akum, there is no dispensation of a Pachs Mishava Pruta. So I saw that when we say that there is Gzela by an Akum when it's Pachs Mishava Pruta, yes, that is the fact. But it's not the kind of Gzela that they could retrieve in Bezdin. And that was what the Medrash is saying was the issue with the Dor HaMabel. The Dor HaMabel didn't have any Yirah Shemayim. They weren't concerned about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. So by Pachs Mishav Pruta, even they have no ability to go to Bezdin. The only ability so they knew if they're going to steal Pachs Mishav Pruta, nobody could enforce that in court. Somebody may enforce that. In Shemayim, they're going to have an issue with that. For them, what's going on in Shemayim is irrelevant.
And since for them what's going on in Shemayim is irrelevant, that's why they didn't stop them from doing that Aveira. Ihachi asked the Gemara if we're saying that we're speaking now about a case of Pachs Mishava Pruta. So let's understand the Braisa. Kuti Bisrael also. The Gemara says that a Kuti is not allowed to, the Braisa is saying that Kuti may not take from Yisrael Pachs Mishava Pruta. Ask the Gemara, Ha Bar Mechilahu. A Yisrael is going to be Meichel if less than a Pruta is stolen from him. So if he's going to be Meichel, why is it prohibited for an Akum to do it? Answers the Gemara. Nah the Basa Hachemachale. Yes, the Kuti, the Yisrael will be Meichel when he discovers that the Nachri took it from him. But Tzara Mishatim Ilesle, even though the Yisrael is ultimately Meichel, it doesn't mean that the Nachri didn't cause pain to the Jew, and that's why it's Asur. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kuti Mekuti. When it says the Kuti stole from another Kuti, Pach Mishava Pruta. So could we consider that the case of Yotzebai? Kivin Delav B'nei Mechila Nanu, if we're saying that since the way the Akam behave, this way Rashi explains, since the way Akam behave, by them, even Pach Mishava Pruta, even if the man stolen is less than a Pruta, they are very tough, and they're not going to be Meichel. So ask the Gemara, why would this be considered in the category of Kiyotzeban? Gezem al Yehu. It ought to be considered full-fledged Gezel. So says the Gemara, because of that, we can't explain that the explanation of Kiyotzeban is when they stole less than a Pruta. Rather, we have to explain El Amar Vacha Bereid Ravika, Lo Nitzrucha, El Lekoy V'Scha Asachar, that somebody owes an employee salary, and he doesn't give it to him. So that's not considered an act of gezela, because it's not that he took something from him. He just didn't pay him what he owes him. Says the Gemara, Kuti Bekuti, and says the Gemara, what we learn from here, Kuti Bekuti, Bekuti Bisrael Osir, or Yisrael Bekuti Mutter. Yisrael would be allowed to do so. There's no isser of leisolin between a Yisrael and a Kuti, because it's not full-fledged geneva. Kiyotzeba continues the Gemara. The Braisa used the words a kiyotzeba beifas toyer. Asked the Gemara what was meant by that. Says the Gemara, kiyotzeba of dimi omer belaza omer abchanina benayach sheyichet shifcha leavdoi. If a Bnei Noach designated a Shifcha to be married to his Eved, or Bela, and then the owner had relations with that Shifcha, Nargaleha, because she's considered like a Ishishish. Because it's considered Shvichas Damim, says the Gemara, and because it's considered Gezela, because she was designated to this Eved, you, the owner, had no right to have relations with her. Continues the Gemara. Kiyotzba b'shvich stomim, says the Gemara loy Tanya. The Braisa never used the words kiyotzba b'shvich stomim. And since the Braisa never used the words kiyotzba b'shvich stomim, there's no such case that we have to look for. But says the Gemara, Omar Abaye makes the following comment. Im mishtachas tana tatanya, if you will find a Braisa that does use the words kiyotzba b'shvich stomim, I'll tell you how to explain the case. The case will be what Rabbi Yonasim and Shol he taught us. The Tanya Yonasim and Shol Omer. Haroidav achaver lahargoy. Somebody's trying to chase somebody to kill him. V'yochala hatziloi bechem evarav. And the victim in self-defense could just shoot in the legs, for example. V'loi hitzel. And instead of doing that, he killed him. Nargalov. That is not considered full-fledged shvichas domim. Still, Rav Yonasan ben Shaul says that since the victim could have saved himself in another way, and he didn't choose to save himself that way, that's why it's considered an act of Shvichas Damim. Says the Gemara. Ashkech Rav Yaakov bar Acha David Kosev. I found Rav Acha bar Yaakov found that it's written in the Seif Agarat to the Bei Rav. Ben Noyag Nerag B'dayin Echad. Ben Noyag is sentenced to death that with one Dayan that sentenced him. And also Beir Echad. If one eight said the testimony, and also Shloi Basra, he doesn't have to have Hasra. However, has to be Mipiish, when we have this one aid that we're learning is enough for to be killed by Ben Noyach, it has to be a man, Velomi Piisha, not a woman, Vafilu Karv, it could even be a relative. Mishumar Shmuel Aimer, Af Ala Ubram. Now the Gemara introduces another consideration, and that is that a Ben Noyach is Chayiv Misa, even if he kills an Uber, even if he kills a fetus, it's considered that he did Shvichas Damim. So I saw a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that even though according to the Halacha, one Dayan is sufficient to judge a Kuti, a Nachri, that's true. But let's say you'll have a court of a number of judges. There the Halacha will be that you'll have to have a whole, we'll follow the majority. We don't have to follow the majority. But if we have a case of a whole Bezdin, then you'll have to follow the majority. Says the Gemara, not immediately. So we just learned a whole list of halachas that apply to the case, the court case of a Kuti. Ask the Gemara, where do we learn all these halachas from? Amar Yehuda Damakra, V'ach Estimchem L'Nav Sheseichem Edroish. The pasuk has the word edrosh, so we learn that a yachid, a fil dain echad, could do the din Torah. Miat kol chaya to teach us any case where somebody caused another person to die, even if there was no asra, he's going to be chayiv for what he did. A fil shloi basra, because if I saw a very nice pshat. Why, the Rashi is really explaining it this way. Why do we learn the halacha of Asra from Chaya? Because what we learned earlier in our Masechta, the halachas of Asra, we learned that a person who is receiving Asra, the Gemara said, was hitter atzmai lemisa. And we explained that hitter atzmai lemisa means that he says, I'm ready to die. So you can't call miyad kol Chaya. Adrushena or miyad Adam. We learn Eldam Lashon Yochra Afila Eir Echad Miyad Ish Miyad Vilad Ishev Achiv Afilu Karav. Says the Gemara, we learned that Mishum Rav Shmuel Amru Af Al Ubrin, that a Ben Noach is not allowed to kill a fetus. Ask the Gemara, my time the Rabbi Shmuel, from where does Rabbi Shmuel take this halacha? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk when it speaks about a Ben Noach and murder says Shoifech Dama Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishoifech. So we learn from here, Ezu Adam Shuba Adam. What is the case of one person that's within another person? Have a Omer to Ubishbe Imahu. That we're learning about a fetus. That's on the fetus is Adam. A fetus is Adam Ba Adam. We're learning here in our Gemara that the halachis of a person of Akum. Is that Ish v'moy pi isha? Says the Meiri. The even though with the halachas by a nachri of a din of a court case and the Yisrael are different, they still have to have some concept of edus, and a woman is disqualified from being an aid. Here we're learning also a filu karev, a relative could say testimony by an akum. And the Sefer Chinuch discusses, what about if a person says Eidus against himself? We know that there's a halacha, that Adam Karva Eitzel Atzmai. Does that apply by Ben Noach? So Michas Chinuch says, that doesn't apply by Ben Noach. And a person could be committed, could be convicted against by himself. There are others that disagree. Because they say, just like we learned, that a woman has no possibility of saying Eidus, because a woman can't be an aid, so too, when it comes to yourself, you can't be an aid. And Rabbi Shmuel said, Af al-Ubrim. So why is there a difference when a Yisrael kills an Uber versus a fetus versus an Akum? So the Rishonim explain, because an Uber is not considered a Nefesh, and a Yisrael is not Chayiv Shvichas Damim, because it's not a Nefesh. But Tosfos points out that even though if a Yisrael kills an Uber, there is no Chayiv Misa, but it's still considered Usur, and there's no halacha that there's no way that Yisrael could be allowed to kill a fetus. It's just that if he kills a fetus, Rachman Tzlan, he won't be Chayiv Misa. And actually, the Rishonim add a concept, a comment to this, a comment that we're going to be learning in our coming shiur, and that is that the Gemara says a concept that it's impossible to say that there should be something which a Nachri may not do and a Yisrael may do. So if a Nachri can't kill Ubrim, certainly a Yisrael can't do Ubrim. If Shai Pick asked the Shail to Noida Behuda, the basis of how we know that a Nachri may not kill an Uber is the pasuk that we just learned, that Shayfach Dama Adam bid Shayfach, the pasuk says, Shayfach Dama Adam bid Adam Dama Yishafach. So he asked the Noida Behuda, why are we limiting that pasuk is only speaking to Nachrim, and therefore we're saying the Nachrim may not kill a fetus? Why don't we say that pasuk is speaking to Yisrael also? So the Noida Behuda answers, since when the Torah taught us in Parshas Yisroi, in the Seris of Dibris, and it taught us the Isra of murder, it didn't express itself this way. So since it didn't express itself that way, that's a proof that halacha isn't by Yisrael. The Smas says, the different proof, how we know that Yisrael, who kills an Uber, it's not considered a case that he's Chayiv Misa. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, So the Torah is telling us there's only a Chayiv Oynish if the children were already born. But if the children were born, then there's not considered an act of murder. But we're also going to learn that this halacha only applies in a case where the Uber was born. But once the Uber was, if the Uber wasn't born, so the halacha is, if a woman is carrying a fetus and the fetus is endangering the life of the mother who's carrying her, then you're allowed to kill the fetus to save the mother. So not as a question, we're learning now that there's a difference when it comes to fetuses between a Yisrael and an Akum. So what will be the halacha by a non-Jewish woman whose fetus is endangering her? Will we say at the same time that Akum is treated differently when it comes to fetuses? And Akum may never eliminate a fetus, even if it's endangering the life of the mother, or we won't say that. And we'll say that Akum has the same din as Yisrael, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to, that under those circumstances, you're allowed to save the mother. In our Gemara, we just learned how serious the Torah treats an Akum from doing an abortion, from an Uber. And the question is, if there's an Akum, a doctor, who is conducting an abortion, may a Jewish doctor help in doing that abortion? And the question is a very difficult question, because there are many elements in understanding the question. The first question is, there's an Issa Lufnei Iver. We're never allowed to help somebody do an Aveira. But the question is there Lifnei Iver when an Akum does something wrong? And the basis of the question is, how do we understand the Isser Lifnei Iver? Do we understand the Isser of Lifnei Iver as part of the Aveira? That means every Aveira that the Torah says there's an Aveira, the included in the Aveira is Lifnei Iver L'Asita Mechshol. I should not help a person do that Aveira. That's one way of understanding Lifnei Iver. Another way of understanding Lifnei Iver is that there's an independent Isser in the Torah of Lifnei Iver that I'm never allowed to help somebody do an Aveira. So if we learn Lifnei Iver is an independent Isser, so then that independent Isser is not said to Akum. It's not one of the Zionists B'nai Noach. But if the way we learn Lifnei Iver is that Lifnei Iver is part of the Aveira, so if an Akum is considered a murderer if he kills a fetus, so there's Lifnei Iver attached to it, and a Jew can't help him under other circumstances. Then there's another element to this question. We've been learning that the Torah is more lenient when it comes to a Jew conducting an abortion. What does that mean, that the Torah is more lenient when a Jew conducting an abortion? Does that mean that according to the Torah, a Uber is not considered a child, and therefore there's no act of murder here? Or is it considered that there's an act of murder, but there's no chiv misa for that act of murder? And that would also have significant ramifications to a Jew participating in an abortion. Says the Gemara, the Tana Kama, who doesn't agree and doesn't speak about an Akum and an Uber, Tana de Bei Menashe Hu. He's the Tana de Bei Menashe that we began our shiur with. Dama, that he said, Kol Misa Amura L'Bnei Noach, when the Torah speaks about Misa, when the Torah says that a Ben Noach does an Aveir for which the Schi Misa, Ein El Chanek. The Misa that the Ben Noach will get is Chanek. V'shadi Lehai, Be'odam, and when the Pasuk says, Shoifach Dam Be'odam, it says, Say for the Kra, and this is the way to understand, V'dresh Be'hachi, this is the way to understand the Pasuk, Shoifach Dam Ha'odam, somebody who killed somebody else, then kama shoifich dama adam, if somebody murdered somebody else, but adam dama yishafech, that person will be chayiv misa. Eze shvich dama shel adam hu b'toich gufa shel adam. What's the case of misa? That the misa is the type of misa where it's in the person himself. Have oimer, it's chenek, because sayif and skila are outside the body. And Sreifa, there's no dam at all. So it must be Chenek. Masra Amnuna, says the Gemara, we've excluded a woman from B'nai Noach from participating in a case, in a court case. Isha, asked the Gemara, Loi Mifkada, a woman not obligated to do the dinim, like all other B'nai Noach, v'ksiv kiyadativ, the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, kiyadativ l'mana shi'itzav es bonav es beisai akrav, v'shama derech Hashem, laset stoko mishpat, the Pasuk says, yitzava, the Pasuk says, the word yitzava mishpat, from here we learn that the B'nai Noach are obligated to do dinim, and the Pasuk uses the word es beisai, what we learn from here, es beisai, refers to the women as well. So the women are also obligated in the dinim. So why are we saying that women are? Why are we saying that women are excluded? Says the Gemara, "Who ma'isav lava, who mefarak loy?" Says the Gemara, "Banav ladin." His sons participate in their court cases. Beisoy, and when the pasuk says beisoy, it refers to tztaka, that the women have to do tztaka, but has nothing to do. The Ran explains that the women have the obligation to do tztaka, but it has nothing to do with the halacha of din. Women are excluded from din when we speak to Akum. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Avi Sabla Rapapa, Ema, says the Gemara, are we saying according to what we're now saying, the Bas Nahayach Shaharga Leitaharag, if a non-Jewish woman committed murder, she shouldn't be killed? Because we'll say the psukim that we've been learning, miyad ish, we're going to learn that it only applies by a man, v'lo miyad ish iksiv, says the Gemara, Amalei, to which Rapapa responded, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, shayfich dama adam, the Pyre says, shayfich dama adam, and what we learn from that pasuk is mikom makom. Ema, so says the Gemara, but now let's continue. If we're excluding women, B'nai Bas Noach from these halachos, are we going to say the Bas Noach should zinzalay taharik? The ksiv al ken yazav ish as aviv as imay v'davik b'ishtoi. From here we learn that even by Akum an eshes ish is not allowed to be mezamna. So we learn al ken yazav ish V'loy isha, amalei hach amar Yehuda, v'hayu l'basa echad. Yes, if I only had the word ish, we could easily think that this halacha only applies to men and not women. But when the pasuk says, v'hayu l'basa echad, what the Torah means to say, v'hayu l'basa echad, that it speaks to both the man and the woman. And since the Torah at that point speaks to the man and the woman, that's why women are also included, b'nas noach are also included in this halacha. Tan Rabbanan continues the Gemara, ish, the pasuk says, ish, ish, akol she besara, l'siklu v'l'galas erva, ish ma tamalaymer. What does the Torah say, ish, ish? Ish, ish, l'rabbis is akutim, shemuzharim ala rais ki Yisrael. The kutim are not allowed to do the aver of arayis, just like Yisrael. Says the Gemara, v'ha mahach nafka. Ask the Gemara, is that the source? Mehasav nafka. The pasuk, as we learned in our previous year, the pasuk says, v'yitzav Hashem elokim el adam lemer. We said, lemer refers to galui arayis. Says the Gemara, hasam, that pasuk is speaking about arayis to do. If a ben noach has an improper relationship with another non-Jew, that if a ben noach had relations, improper relations with an Eish HaSish of Yisrael, the Tani Sefer, that's what the Sefer said, bo akol arayis Yisrael, nidam adin Yisrael. So we're talking about a ben noach that had relations with an Eish HaSish Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what was meant with this halacha when it says that a ben noach that's baal rais Yisrael nidin b'day in Yisrael? L'may hilchsa. What was that meant to teach us? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, l'nitzcha ela la'eda, that you have to have a bezdin of 23 edim, you have to have two edim v'asra. In other words, when a ben noach has an improper relation with Bas Yisrael, the din Torah is done like a din Torah with a Jewish person. So ask the Gemara, we don't understand, Migra Gara. So what we're saying now is, because he had relations with a Jewish woman, we're going to be stricter if he had than if he had relations with a non-Jewish woman. Ela Rabbi Yochanan Leinitzcha, Ela Lenara Marasa. To teach us the halacha of a Nara Marasa. The Lehu Les Lehu, that there is no concept. This concept that we have of Erisin and the Suin, which apply by Jews, that doesn't apply by them. So that's if an Akum had relations with a Nara Marasa, which is something that doesn't exist in their world, it applies in our world. And then, in such a case, the Daninullah, but Danina Dadan, if a Ben Noyach had this type of relationship, we treat him as in Jewish court with all the halachas of a Jewish din Torah. Avol, according to them, this, if he had relations with Eishes Ish, the Medina the Tuda Ninale. That means, according to this, we'll treat him with as if he had relations with a non-Jewish woman. Ask the Gemara. For Tanya, the Brice says that a Ben Noach that's Baal Nara Marasa need him beskila. If he comes and if he has relations with Eishes Ish, need him bechenek. V'beinu the Deu, if he has relations with Eishes Ish, and we're not differentiating between Eishes Ish between a Eishes Ish that's a Nochris or an Eishes Ish that's Yisrael, then the halacha ought to be that Ben Noach is always killed b'sayif. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Eishes Ish Diktani. When we speak about an Eishes Ish, it's not a full-fledged married woman. Again, it's a woman, shenichnas al chuppah v'loy nivola, that she had chuppah without bia, which again, in their world, there is no such a case, because again, there's no chuppah in their world. A chuppah doesn't have any consequence in their world. The lehu, less lehu. Then ninale, so if he had relations with this type of a woman, then ninale bedina de don. The Tani Reb Chanina, beulas baal yeshlehen, they have a concept of when is a woman married, when the marriage was consummated, the nichlas of lechuppah v'loy nivola, that concept ain lehem. It doesn't exist by them. And since it doesn't exist by them, if a ben noach had relations that with that type of a woman, then the halacha is that he'll be done bedina de don, in our system and not in their system.